Praise the name of the Lord. Have your Bibles tonight. I want you to turn with me, please, to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Genesis 32. Genesis 32. And reading in the 22nd verse. He rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." He said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Praise the name of the Lord. And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Praise God. I'd like to minister tonight upon this thought of divine hostage. Divine hostage. I'd subtitle this tonight, "It's a Hostage Situation." My God. Folks, I'll tell you what, if you'll help me preach tonight, and you'll come on, and let's just let God have His way. There's some people going to walk out of here tonight that are going to lay their hands on that living, holy God. He's got a body. My God, if you reach out and get a hold of that body and say, "I won't let you go till you bless me." Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place here tonight. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place here tonight. How many going to help me preach tonight? I said, how many going to help me preach tonight? How many going to help me preach tonight? Come on, I've enjoyed the choir. My Lord, they have sung their heart out, and you have worshiped and you have praised the Lord. And I feel the Lord in here tonight saying, "If you want me, come and get me. If you want me, come and get me." Hallelujah. Come on, church. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Wolford, would you come and pray? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Church, let's worship the anointing of God into this place. We can hold hostage the anointing of God, but it's going to be up to you and me to worship it in here. Let's all pray now. Jesus, in your name, God, we worship you. We praise you. We magnify your name. There's none holy but you, God. There's none worthy of praise but you. God, we ask right now that you begin to move through this place. God, you begin to touch every heart and every life. God, that your anointing would rest in this place, that our minds and our hearts would be open to you, that our voices would be lifted in praise. God, that we'd reach out to you like never before. Anoint your servant, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Lift your hands with me and let's glorify the Lord. Come on. Lift your hands with me and let's glorify the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Not too long ago, the Department of United States Foreign Affairs knew that there was something boiling in Libya. And Omar Gaddafi was making some moves that the public was not fully cognizant and aware of. But there were people in the know that knew that the boiling point was just about there. And under the surface lay some danger. And so they began to send out the word to all Americans that were in Libya. It doesn't matter what position you hold, who you are, what you are, get out of Libya and get out now. And every once in a while, they will send out notices like this, and they say, you stay at your own risk. Because they know when the situation is volatile enough, that men that have come to a realization that if you can seize a hostage, and you can get an American, that means something to Americans. Now, I realize in some places in our world today that when you take a hostage and you approach certain governments and tell them, unless you give us certain things, we're going to kill this hostage, they laugh it off. It doesn't mean a thing to them because life is not dear to them. But here in America, I want you to know every American means something to our government and to us. And they understand we have a weakness concerning that. Because life is dear to Americans. And there is a spirit that is trying to move in to our society through drugs and through sin that is trying to devalue life. But I'm telling you here today that as God has kept His hand on us, still humanity is very dear to you and I. And they know around the world that if you want to shake the United States government and you want to move Americans and get what you want, you just take one of their people hostage and it will mean something to them. The reason why anyone would take a hostage is that they would seize them because they understand that this person is dear to someone and they're willing to pay a price to release them. I've known of men who would go and take a bank's president's wife, take her hostage, send a ransom note to him, unless you open up the vault and not let anyone know, we're going to take the life of your wife if you don't do what we have to say. And because that man loves his wife enough, he will open the vault, put his own life in jeopardy because his wife means something to him. Now I'm going to tell you, friends, we were created in the image of God. We think like God. God has given us His emotions. That's why we act and react the way we do. We were made in the image of God. To God, everyone is dear. There are things that mean very much to Him. And tonight, by the help of God, I want to preach upon this thought, divine hostage. I read to you out of the book of Genesis about a man whose back was against the wall. He was about to face a power that was greater than him. Jacob knew that his brother Esau with 400 men was about to wipe him out. He was about to lose everything that was dear to him. And so the Bible says, after he sent over what he had, he came to a place of prayer. Let me tell you something. Why most people don't pray is because they do not realize the dire situations of their life. I wish God would give me words tonight and an anointing to make you realize you're lost and without God. You're on the way to a devil's hell. If some man or woman tonight could understand your back is against the wall, but there's a power that works It is the power of prayer, of a desperate, faithful prayer, saying, God, I need you. I've got to have you. Oh, Lord, help me preach tonight. Oh, God, help me preach tonight. Jacob said, I'm in trouble. When the morning sun arises, it's going to consume me. I'm going to die at the hands of my brother. But, oh, he went to the Lord and he started to pray. That prayer was so intense. It was so hot that he brought down from heaven. Oh, a man began to stand there before him. I don't want to get too deep theological for you tonight, but there are men, Bible scholars, they use the word theophany. This was not just an angel. This was a body that God was using at this moment to move and to talk and to wrestle with this man, Jacob. The Lord was using that body while he was wrestling with that man. Something happened to Jacob. He realized, I'm in a good position. I'm in a bad one, but I'm in a good one. Hallelujah. Prayer is doing something for me. Somebody tonight's in a bad position, but you're in a good position. Ah, because when you realize you need help and only God can give it to you, you're on your way to deliverance. Hallelujah. And he started praying until God stepped on the scene. Somehow through the night, Jacob found strength in him to pray. He prayed so mightily and wrestled with that body, that theophany, that holy being until early in the morning. And the Bible says he was prevailing. The cry of a desperate man was prevailing over that holy body. This man called Jacob was getting stronger. As that man was getting weaker, oh, the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Hey, I send out a challenge here tonight to every visitor that is here. Get in this altar and pray until there are some saints that are wavering in your faith. Get in this altar and pray until. But prayer makes me tired. It may make you tired in the flesh, but it'll make you strong in the spirit. There's something about prayer that is intense, that is holy, that is crying out to God. Oh, my God, would you pray until I can hear the cry of heaven? Let me go. Let me go. My God, I won't let you go till you bless me. Hallelujah. I've got a hold of a hostage. I've got my hands on something from heaven. And I'm not going to turn it loose till you bless me. Come on, Austin Tabernacle. I feel like we got a hold of some things that are dear to God. He doesn't treat it lightly. It isn't cheap to him. It means something. My God, lay your hands on it. I said, come on, lay your hands on it tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's some time you just got to get desperate with God. You know why some of you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight? It's because you've never gotten desperate with God. You pray that little prayer, now lay me down to sleep. God just throws that off. But oh, when a man lays hold of the Word of God and he holds it and says, God, you made some promises in your Word and I'm holding it hostage and I ain't letting it go till you bless me. Hallelujah, I'm holding on to it until, folks, heaven has got to hear that kind of a man. Hallelujah. Hey, I challenge somebody here tonight. Take the Word of the living God. Take the Word of the living God. Come on, get a hold of it. He's made you a promise. He'd give you the Holy Ghost. He's made you a promise. He'd heal your sick body. He's made you a promise. He'd bless you. By God, get a hold of the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jacob said, I won't let you go. You're mine. And he hung on. My God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Folks, I know it works. I said, I know it works. He's healed my sick body. He gave me the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I got desperate with him, just like Jacob did. He wrestled with him. Until finally that man cried out. But can you imagine the realization when he realized, I'm a hostage. This guy's captured me. He ain't letting me go. It's like having a gun to his head. He said, I got the power of prayer, and I have the power of desperation, and I got faith. And you ain't leaving from this place till you touch me. Oh, they wrestled and tussled in the early morning as the sun was coming up. That holy being was ready to get out of there until finally he touched the thigh of old Jacob and put it out of joint. But that didn't stop Jacob. He hung on until he said, I'm telling you, man, I got a hold of you. You're my divine hostage. And I'm not letting you go. I'm telling you, I'm not letting you go until finally, oh, that being said, what's your name? My name is Jacob. It's no longer Jacob, but it's Israel, because you're a prince. Man, you got power. You got something nobody else has had. You got some power that has captured heaven. I've got to bless you. Your name is Israel, for now you're a prince with God and with man. Oh, I wish heaven would come down here tonight. I wish heaven would just this place. I wish you would touch every man and woman here and say, oh, they hung on. They held on. They had a hold of something and they wouldn't let it go. Go on, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Go on. Lift those hands and touch him. My God, I feel something happening here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh. The Lord had to do something, folks. Hallelujah. I said the Lord had to do something. Jacob had a hold of that body. And if God was going to get it back, he was going to have to bless me. Come on, I wish somebody was hungry tonight. Folks, you people ain't hungry. That's your problem. You're full, fat, and sassy. Hallelujah. You ain't hungry. You're not one bit hungry in your soul. If the devil wants to take your family to hell, fine. Let him take him to hell. If you want to give up, fine. I'll give up on God. But oh, I'd like to have some people around here that know how to lay hold on some things in God and say, Lord, I tell you what, this is dear to you. I'm not turning it loose till you do something. This word of God cannot lie. You said if two or three gather together and will agree concerning any one thing on this earth, it shall be done. And I'm telling you, Lord, I want this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Folks, my God cannot lie. You want the Holy Ghost tonight? You'll get it. You want a blessing tonight? You'll get it. You reach out and get a hold of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you something. A man will not take a hostage unless it's desperate. And it's his only way out. To right, he won't do it. If a man gets cornered and he knows that his life is in jeopardy and there ain't nothing else he can do, he'll grab him a hostage and lay hold on it. Say, I'm not letting you go. Jacob knew I'd die here. This is life and death. I gotta have something from God. But oh, when that holy being said, you are blessed, he turned that hostage loose and said, you can go back to heaven now. Hallelujah. My life is preserved. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. God wasn't getting that body back until he touched Jacob. My God. I said he wasn't getting that body back until he touched Jacob. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Bible said there was a Syrophoenician woman. A Syrophoenician woman that the prophet came by. Elisha had come by her home many times. There had been a promise that had been given to her. And the promise was that she would have a child. And so she did. Even though she was beyond her time of having children, a child came. You know the story, most of you. In his time of teenage years, as a young man, the child died out in the field. Or he hurt himself, died at home. The woman was so disturbed, she went and took that promise of God, and she laid it upon that bed in the chamber of the prophet. Her husband came in and said, "You look a little disturbed. You look a little desperate." She said, "All is well. Everything is going to be all right." He said, "Where are you going?" "I'm riding. I'm going to go find the man of God." "Why? It's neither new moon nor Sabbath. It's time to get a hold of something in God, husband. And you don't even know it. You don't even understand that something has died." My God, some of you, dear Lord, have mercy. It's been so long since you've gotten the Holy Ghost. You don't even know what's going on. But there's some people that have got some understanding in the things of God. And they know what to do. She got a hold of a young man, got on a donkey, and said, "Ride. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. We're headed to Mount Carmel. Slack not thy riding for me or for any purpose. We're going to the man of God." And when she came nigh unto Mount Carmel, Brother Sharp, the man of God looked down and saw her coming. He sent Gehazi and said, "It's all well." The woman looked at him and said, "All is well." And he stepped aside. But when she got in the presence of the man of God, the Bible said she fell and laid hold of his feet. She reached out and grabbed a hold of his ankles and said, "Man of God, did I not tell you not to lie to me? The promise of God is dead. But you gotta come, because all will be well." Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Come on, somebody. Lay a hold of the power and the things of God. Come on, by faith. You know what he said? He said, "This is a hostage situation." He said, "Gehazi, here, we're going to replace me as a hostage. Take my staff. And where you go, don't turn to the left or the right, but go to that child and lay this staff on that child." She said, "Nay, my Lord, I'm not leaving without you." Oh, he realized then, this is a hostage situation, sure enough. Ain't nobody going to take my place. Hey, prophet of God, if you want to be let go. Promise of God has got to live. It cannot die. My God, somebody needs to reach out and get a hold of God and say, "God, I won't take a substitute. I will not take a substitute. I want the real thing. Don't give me nothing phony. Hey, man, I want the genuine." Woo. Come on. We don't teach you how to talk in tongues around here. It's a real thing. You get the Holy Ghost baptism and you speak in tongues. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, church. You want something phony? You're going to go somewhere else. You want to play games? You got to go somewhere else. Hey, amen. If you don't want the genuine, you're sitting on the wrong pew. But if there's something that's in your soul that is saying, "God, I've got a promise." Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. She had a hold of that prophet. She said, "You're going to house with me." When he got to her home, "Where's the child?" "He's there in the bed in your chamber. I can see her standing at that door, Sister Williams. He ain't getting out over me till something happens to my promise." Maybe every once in a while, you know the story, he'd laid up on the child and the child's flesh grew warm.
And the Bible said he walked up and down in the room. Maybe he looked down those stairs and said, she's still standing here. I'm a hostage. God's got to do something. She ain't letting me out of here until I bless this baby. Oh, God. He laid on that child one more time and breathed into him. That child sneezed seven times. Set up in that bed. Hallelujah. Down the stairs they came together. Oh, will you let me go now? The Bible said she took that boy and she said, no, no, that the Lord liveth. Hallelujah. Woo! My God. My God. Somebody, you need to tell the Lord, there's my promise, now touch it. God, I got Holy Ghost chills all over me. Lord, some of you look dead. You look dead. You look twice plucked up and dead. Oh, hallelujah. You need to tell the Lord, there's my promise. Now revive it. Jesus, you're not going anywhere till you bless it. Praise God. So the Lord took him up a body, born in a manger, and he titled that body Jesus. And God went walking around in the world incognito. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But out of that dead, dense, dull-minded world, every once in a while, somebody would open up their eyes and say, whew. Did you feel that? Did you feel that when he walked by? Oh. Did you feel that when he spoke? Oh. There's something different about that man. Yeah. Oh, I can feel something about him. Hallelujah. Not everybody did it. But every once in a while, somebody with her back against the wall. She walked out of the house with her daughter dying, getting killed by a devil. But she said, I know a man. And if I can get to that man, I promise you I ain't letting him go till he touches my child. Oh, when she came near Jesus, he had enough bodyguards to take care of him. Those disciples stood there and said, we're protecting him. You're nothing but a Gentile. Go on home. You don't have anything to do with what's going on here. He isn't going to bless you or touch you. Now go home. But she pushed through the bodyguards. Step aside, Simon Peter. Get out of the way, John. Move, James. I may be a Gentile, but that's the healer. That's the deliverer. There's something different about that man. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You may be a sinner, but my friend, if you'd press your way through tonight, saint, you may be down, but oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Somebody. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a hostage situation tonight. I said it's a hostage situation tonight. I said it's a hostage situation tonight. Somebody needs to lay hold on the things of God. Whew. Hallelujah. You may be seated. She got to Jesus. He tried to throw her off. He said, I'm sorry, but I can't give the meat that belongs to children to dogs. That didn't stop her. She laid hold on Jesus so greatly that the Gentiles wouldn't be blessed until Acts 10. But friends, she took Jesus hostage. Oh, I could see some theologian come along and say, now, let's discuss this here today. You have a need, and he can supply, but the time is not right now. Let's talk about this. You come back in Acts 10, when Cornelius and the Italian man and the doors open to the Gentiles, and we'll discuss it. She said, I'm not discussing anything.
She said, this is a hostage situation. I may be a dog, but I'll take crumbs, and I ain't going until something happens right here, right now. Oh, the Lord said, if I'm going to get away from this, I'm going to have to touch that little girl. And she said, woman, I've not seen such faith, no, not in all of Israel. My God, he could have said, I'm a hostage. She's got me. And I can't get away from her till I bless her girl. And she said, woman, go on home. Said, your child is healed. And while she went on her way, oh God. Oh my God, my God. You know what makes the police department feel good? When they have settled a hostage situation. You know what makes God feel good? It's when somebody finally says, Lord, I am ready. And God says, if I don't give them the Holy Ghost tonight, they're not going home. I've watched people stay till midnight. Brother Lofton, I've watched them stay till 1. I've seen them stay till 2 o'clock in the morning. Until finally I've heard them say, God, I'm not going home till you give me the Holy Ghost. Woo! I said, I'm not going home till you give me the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. Come on, church. Dear God, we're so spoiled. We're so rotten. But, oh, God, if I could have a bunch of Holy Ghost desperados. Woo! If I could have an army like David's men. Hallelujah. They were in debt. They owed everybody in the country. They were a bunch of desperados. But oh, when they got desperate and got them a king, they began to win victory after victory after victory. My God, I wish I had some people around here that were really hungry for something for God and would say, I won't let you go till you bless me. I am so sick and tired of satisfied Pentecostals. Amen. I'm tired of it. I want somebody to say, you know what? This is a serious situation. I need something. I got to have something from God. I can't make it without it. You may be seated. Amen. Pastor friend of mine, some of you heard me tell the story. He had a woman in his church. Well off, well to do, drove a Cadillac, wore a mink coat, and watched every one of her boys go out of the church and on their way to hell. He said he came up to church early one morning. She was coming out the side door, eyes red. She fell out the door as he opened it. She wasn't expecting him. He didn't know she'd been coming up early to church every day. She reached out and said, Pastor, weeping and sobbing, I don't know what's happened to me. But my Cadillac and my furs don't mean anything to me anymore. I got 4 boys on the road to hell. She said, I tell you, I ain't drinking 1 cold glass of water for the rest of my life if one of my boys dies and go to hell. I'll never ride another air-conditioned car if one of my boys dies and goes to hell. She said, I'm fasting and I'm praying every morning till they come home to God. She said, brother, do you think God will hear my prayer? Oh, I could hear heaven talk back. She got a hold of my body. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he came in the body called Jesus. And if you can ever reach out and touch him and get a hold of him, you got a hostage that God loves. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something else you can hold is the word of God. I'll tell you something else that's dear to him is his holy name. I'll tell you something else you can hold is his precious blood. You can pull it to you. You can get a hold of it. And say, Lord, I'm not turning this loose till you wash me in the blood of the Lamb, in the waters of baptism. Ooh, my God, my God. Come on, somebody help me preach. Come on, somebody help me preach. Come on, somebody help me preach. My Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated. All 4 boys married out in the world. She kept on praying.
And he said, one Sunday morning, I saw one of the boys come in with his wife. The altar call, down the aisle came the boy. Brought his wife with him. Both of them got the Holy Ghost that morning. That night he saw the other boy come with his wife. Down the aisle came both of them. Both of them got it that Sunday night. Wednesday night Bible study. Here comes the third one with his wife. At the close of the service, both of them came down and both of them got the Holy Ghost. The next service, here come the fourth boy with his wife. Oh, everybody wondering what's going on. Helen knew there's a little mama that's holding me hostage. Oh, and she won't let go. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, God. My God, reach over, get somebody with a hand and lift it toward heaven right now. Let's pray. Oh, oh, oh my God. Come on, let's pray. 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 Let's pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let's pray. My God, let's pray. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. Oh my, you gotta want it tonight. You gotta want it with all of your heart. Let's pray. Come on. You gotta want this Holy Ghost. You gotta want this church of God with all of your heart. Amen. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Give me some Holy Ghost desperados. Woo! Come on, Brother Richie, help me pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm getting ready for a Holy Ghost outpouring. Hey, I said I'm getting ready for a Holy Ghost outpouring. Oh, Lord. Lift your hands one more time and praise Him. Come on, folks, this is it. I said this is it. I said this is it. Oh, 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 oh. My God, I'm hungry. My God, I'm hungry. Pray, church, pray. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost. I want you to get out of that pew and come up here. And I want you to get a hold of God. If you need a blessing, don't walk, run. Don't drag your feet. Come on. I'm talking about really going to heaven. Come on. I open this altar right now. Dear God, there's about five of you. You ought to be down here already. You ought to already be down here. Come on. Come on. Oh, God. 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 Oh, God.